Graphic video, cartel mass shooting in Mexico killed 10 during off-roading event. By Cartel Chronicles on May 22, 2023. A group of cartel gunmen shot and killed 10 people and injured at least 9 others during an attack at an off-road event in the Mexican border state of Baja California. The mass shooting took place on Saturday afternoon near the town of San Vicente, approximately 100 miles south of the border city of Tijuana. According to Mexico's Sinembargo.mx, a large number of individuals were riding various off-road vehicles as part of an all-day event when a group of gunmen in a late-model gray SUV pulled up. The gunmen got out of the vehicle and began to fire into various off-road vehicles that had stopped for a break. After the shooting, the gunmen got back into the gray SUV and left the area before authorities arrived. The apparent target of the shooting was a man identified as Alonso El Trebol or Shamrock Arambula Pina. The man is currently under investigation by U.S. authorities in connection with the trade of fentanyl and other drugs from Mexico into the United States, Mexico's Punto Norte reported. Another high-profile victim killed in the attack was José Eduardo Orozco Gil, a local city official in San Antonio de las Minas, Punto Norte reported. At the time of the shooting, Orozco Gil was riding his Razor, which was being driven by El Trebol. After the attack, the political group Partido del Trabajo, PT or Workers' Party, shared on social media a message confirming his death. A large number of police and rescue workers responded to the mass shooting event. No arrests have been reported. Despite the severity of the attack, state officials have publicly claimed that they are working to ensure the safety of visitors. Editor's note: Breitbart Texas traveled to the Mexican states of Tamaulipas, Coahuila, Nuevo León, and other areas to recruit citizen journalists willing to risk their lives and expose the cartel silencing their communities. Breitbart Texas Cartel Chronicles are published in both English and in their original Spanish. This article was written by José Luis Lara, a former leading member who helped start the self-defense movement in Michoacán.